When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
This episode is brought to you by Casper Mattresses.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nicholas Mason.
We're here. We've made it.
We've made it again.
Feels
episode
good.
265, I believe.
Oh.
But who's counting?
Well, you're counting, and who knows, you know.
Because I have to name the episode every week in a new file of things that we're talking about. Otherwise, it'd just be a mess. It'd just be like the one about the blur, you know?
So it'd be a Friends episode.
It would be a Friends episode, yes. Weirdly homophobic.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Mason, our Christmas gifts are selling very well. Well, they're not gifts.
They're not really for Christmas. They're for any time.
They're for any time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
There's some Weekly Planet. It's like a mixtape of some compilations of some greatest episodes and a very special bonus, just a little Christmas episode where we talk about our favorite episodes. I don't know how...
My favorite Christmas movies.
Yes, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, favorite Christmas episodes of this podcast.
What if it was just an episode where we talk about our favorite episodes of our own podcast?
Oh my God, I would love that.
That'd be so good.
You'd be no good at it. You wouldn't remember
anything. I wouldn't remember anything that happens. You'd have a very precisely collated list and you'd be like, what about the episode where this happened? I'd be like, it sounds kind of like something I would say, but I don't remember it.
They're still available.
Yeah,
I'll link them below.
For anybody who doesn't know, they're in it's a USB,
mm-hmm.
but it's a little cassette tape.
Yeah.
And it comes in a little cassette case. It looks great. They're already arriving.
But it's not actually a cassette. We should point that out.
Yes.
It's a USB.
If you put it in your tape deck, you will die.
It's got some, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you will. Mm-hmm. It's got some sweet BVS. It'll still play, but you won't hear it. You'll be dead.
You'll be dead, yeah.
Some Batman v Superman Weekly Planet artwork.
Oh, yes, that's
and
right.
Look, it's the guy who makes them, he sold out all his copy. And he sent out a bunch of them. People have already sent through that they've got them already. And we just mentioned this last week.
What if he does other stuff?
Like what?
Like maybe you come and fix my car.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
So yeah, but they're still available. He's gonna make more. So if you want them, order them. It's probably just going to be a limited run. And they're what? I think they're £18, which is $22 US.
But if you're in the US or anywhere really, it'll just translate that for you.
So translate, okay.
Cheap, bloody cheapest chips.
Great.
Yeah.
That's great. Mason, you know what else is great?
What is great?
The Defenders can't appear in other Marvel stuff, like either other TV shows or movies.
For 2 years?
For 2 years.
Oh, that's not great.
No, yeah.
I mean, it depends how you feel about The Defenders, I guess.
How do you feel
but
about
I
it?
I overall quite like them.
Yeah. But even to do like have Daredevil appear in a movie.
Oh.
Or anyone appear in a movie.
And that's part of, I guess that's Netflix's non-compete clause situation going on there.
So Marvel can't snatch him away and mm-hmm. just do stuff
is
straight
that,
away.
So that's every Marvel Netflix character. That includes the Punisher and whoever else is left.
Yeah, well, I do wonder whether
the Wizard?
Yeah, the Wizard.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Did he die?
Yeah, he died.
I love that effect, though.
Was
that? Was that Jessica Jones?
That was Jessica Jones season 2. And the worst super speed effect I've ever seen committed to film. Yeah.
That might be true.
It'd be better if just pause the camera,
yeah.
Let him leave the screen, and then switch the camera back on. And have Jessica Jones go, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Because he wasn't even that fast from memory.
He was moderately fast.
Yeah, moderately fast.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that means from when the last show aired, because The Punisher, we found out, is airing in January, which is a hot time to drop a
garbage
Netflix show, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
That's going to be cancelled as well, right? They're going to release it and cancel
it.
Then they're going to release the final Jessica Jones and cancel that.
Well, I mean, surely at this point, In order for Netflix to get any profit off this sort of stuff, people have to be fired up and excited about it and get people to subscribe.
Yeah.
And nobody's doing that.
No.
Knowing there's not going to be any more crossovers. There's not going to be another season for sure.
Everyone's fairly confident that it's cancelled.
Yeah. So that means, it's 2 years per character.
I believe so. So I don't know that.
Okay, so it'll be, the Punisher comes out in 2019.
Yeah.
That means there'll be no Punisher in any other form of media till 2021.
2021, okay. Yeah.
Well, that is disappointing because that puts paid to the long-standing rumor that Daredevil will be in Spider-Man Far From Home for some reason.
Is that a long-standing rumor or just a thing you keep saying?
I keep saying it, but I heard it on the internet. And
oh, okay.
Has the internet ever lied about anything?
Good point. Yeah, so
What if we'd ever taken something from the internet that wasn't true and run with it?
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. I can also see Marvel, if they really want to use them, just say, we'll just give you $50 million.
Yeah, right,
and
exactly.
Where can we use them? Mm-hmm. But that being said, Marvel TV and movies have enough stuff outside of Defenders to keep them occupied for 2 years minimum. Oh, they could never drop them back in and it would be, and
yeah,
it would
exactly.
be fine.
There'd be certain... Yeah. Also, that just gets me thinking of how the tides have turned for Marvel.
Mm.
Now they could just be like, those minor characters, $50 million, we'll give it to you. Like 20 years ago, they were like, do you want these filing cabinets? we'll sell them to you for some sandwiches. Yeah, come on, guys.
Yeah, what an era. Both eras, two different eras,
distinct in their
own ways.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm more curious to see what they plan to do after 2 years. Like,
yeah, right, exactly.
Maybe a break would suit it, you know? They can kind of revamp. And then 2 years, who knows where this universe is going to be, where even TV's at with the Disney streaming services.
Maybe TV won't exist anymore.
Maybe we're all dead.
Whoa.
Imagine that. Imagine if we're all dead and we can't watch new Defenders on Disney Plus.
Wow.
Cruel. You know what I mean?
Cruel, yeah.
Fate's cruel hand.
Worse than death, you know?
Worse than death, yeah.
I mean, we would be dead.
Yes.
But the added indignity.
Yes. I know what you mean.
Are they going to learn to work together when prior they didn't know how to work together, but then they work together for a little bit?
I mean, they will, but I want to see it.
Yeah, you want to see the process.
I want to see it, yeah.
You want to see how the working together sausage is made.
Correct.
Mm. Yeah, so there'll be a small vocal minority who'll be like, Daredevil's my favorite, what? Where is he?
Yeah.
Bring it back. Bring back Daredevil. Here's a change.org petition.
Mm.
But most people, I think, will forget about it
fairly
quickly.
I think you're probably right, yeah. Here's something you won't see. Pixar's new project.
I might see a Pixar thing. Mm. I saw Incredibles 2, didn't I?
That's true.
Did
but
I?
That's only,
I did.
Yes, only because it had superheroes.
Yep, correct.
And it was free.
Uh-huh.
And you liked the first one.
Yep.
Okay, this one is called Onward. It's going to come out in 2020.
Ooh, stars, that's the future, though.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Chris Pratt, Tom Holland... I actually wrote Tom Holland here.
Thank you.
Julie Louise Dreyfus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's set in a suburban fantasy world. It introduces two teenage elf brothers who embark on an extraordinary quest to discover if there's still a little magic left out there.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that.
Just still a little bit of magic though, Mason. Is it out there? Do you reckon there is?
I think there probably is just a little bit of magic.
Sounds a bit like Bright, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. Sounds like the movie Bright, Mason. Elves were the 1%. Do
Look,
you
I
get
saw,
it?
No, I saw some of that.
Do you get it or do you not get it?
Oh, I just got it. Nice. Look, it'll probably... You know what? I reckon they'll find a little bit of magic and then they'll lose the magic, but then they'll discover that the magic is in fact...
Magic.
The world around us, oh. Which is magic.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not super... Like, I'm not as jazzed as I was for Pixar stuff, you know, say 5 or 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Especially after this recent animated movie we saw, which was better than anything I've seen animated in the last 10 years, probably. But yeah, sure. This sounds okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do have a kind of a... I don't take issue with it, but it kind of... I'm back and forth on whether regular human face actors... translate well to voice acting.
Oh, I see. Because they do. I think the skill set is getting better, though.
Yeah, I agree.
I think Shrek era.
Yeah.
Some of those.
Shrera.
I think a lot of the performance was really flat.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have the actors.
I think like Shark Tale. That's kind of, I think, is a really.
Yeah, that's the nadir of that. But I think it's getting a lot better. And
yeah,
I
you're
think,
probably right.
I think also a lot of.
Shrek fans.
Yeah, a lot
trans.
Of. Trans. I think a lot of voice actors are also like whenever they've got an off day or whatever, they're like, come do this new Netflix animated thing or whatever. Come do a new, come on BoJack Horseman for a minute, you know,
okay,
kind of
yeah.
thing. So I think that which also feels like they're taking away work from
actual voice actors.
Yeah. But I don't know. Do people want famous actors as
voice
actors?
I think it helps in the marketing.
Yeah, right.
To be like, look who's in this. It's bloody blah blah blah. Exactly. You know? Yeah. You know him.
Could you not think of a single famous person?
I was going to say Zoe Saldana, but then I'm like, is she famous enough? Right. I mean, she's famous.
Yeah.
But she's not someone else more. I could think of another famous person.
It's tricky, right?
She's not Tom Cruise, Mason.
Nice.
Has he ever done an animated character?
Mustard. No.
There is that Robin Wright Penn movie where it's about actors being young in Hollywood and they get replaced or something. And it's got that weird effect. Remember that movie Scanner Darkly?
Yeah.
It's got that effect. It's from a few years back.
They're all rotoscoped.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Scanner Darkly?
No.
I quite liked it from memory. It's got Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, right.
Mm. And maybe Robert Downey Jr. But who's to say? Because they're all... Someone drawn on that.
Yeah,
I don't know whether that was an accident. Someone's kid got a hold of it and colored all the cells in.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay, what's next? Scott Derrickson, director of, I think he did the one Sinister, the one where Ethan Hawke, Bagul, was in the pictures. And if you look at the pictures, then Bagul was going to come into your house and punch your kids. Bagul.
Huh.
You know, let's...
Speaking of Ethan Hawke, he was also in that weird rotoscoped animated thing.
Which one?
Was he also in a Scanner Darkly?
He might have been in Scanner Darkly.
Is he in... I'm going to look it up.
Okay.
Okay.
Ethan Hawke, yes. Rotoscope.
Rotoscoped.
Do you want me to look it up too?
No, please. Continue with your thing you were saying.
I'm going to see if Robert Downey Jr. was in Scanner Darkly.
Okay. Let's all... Everyone out there, look up a Scanner Darkly also.
Please do. All right. Winona Ryder. Yeah, he was in it.
There you go. That's what
Woody Harrelson. Alex Jones is in Scanner Darkly.
Oh my goodness.
As Street Prophet. That's crazy.
They're all failed entertainers. Everybody in the weird right-wing pundit lunatic fringe are people who wanted to be... You can cut this out. But it's just people who... who everybody just look at them for any reason.
Yeah.
And then they don't have the charisma and they're horrible people. And so they went...
Yeah, like your Piers Morgans as well.
Yeah, the spokesperson for the NRA. She wanted to be a... She pitched a sitcom where she was a conservative radio host.
Right.
But a sexy conservative radio host. Like a sitcom and nobody bought it and now she's a lunatic.
I'd buy that, Mason.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Anyway, I love all those people.
I don't know why
you would have a shot. Scanner Darkly, Mason.
Yeah, right.
Or Ethan Hawke, Rotoscope.
That's right.
Mm.
Mm. I was thinking of Before Sunrise and Before Sunset, but they're both live action films.
Absolutely they are.
Yeah.
Ethan Hawke was in the movie Waking Light.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Richard Linklater docu-fiction film.
Oh, yep.
It's an animated film, but I don't think it's the thing that you're thinking of. Sorry, Mason.
That's quite all right.
He was in the movie White Fang,
if
you recall correctly.
You know what? I'm thinking of that movie where he's a vampire.
Predestination? No, the other one.
Yes.
The other one that was probably shot in Australia.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I'm thinking of that one. Yep.
Great. Daywalkers.
There we go.
Great. What do you think of Scott Derrickson returning for Doctor Strange 2 in 2020?
Cool.
Right. Yeah, well, he's doing it.
Nice, all right. I can't change the outcome, can I?
The last Doctor Strange film ended with the promise that Benjamin Bratt would never walk again that Baron Mordo would return to take out magic, stop people doing magic.
Yeah. Isn't it ironic that he's going to be using magic to stop people doing
magic?
That's
actually a really good point. Do you think anyone's going to point that out to him?
No.
Okay.
I think it's that kind of movie.
Do you think they're going to wait to say, just let him figure it out.
Let him figure it out. And then he's killed everybody at the end and he's like, oh... Well, I look like a real prat.
Well, I would be if I didn't kill everybody.
Mm.
Yeah. So, look, I liked Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
More magic stuff, you said, I remember at the time, and I agree with you.
After a rewatch,
yeah.
It grew on me a little bit.
Mm.
But, you know, now that we've laid some more groundwork in Infinity War,
Doctor Strange was crazy, actually doing magic stuff. Dude, I want to see 1,000 of him again and all these weird...
Things got to turn into snakes.
Yeah.
If you're not going to turn... Baron Mordo's going to turn some snuff into snakes.
He might even turn into a snake himself. Do you think he will?
I think he's going to turn some stuff into snakes.
Yeah.
And Doctor Strange is going to defeat those snakes. And then he himself is going to turn into a snake.
That's probably right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Doctor Strange is like, he doesn't even realize he's using magic to stop magic.
No, Doctor Strange is going to turn into a mongoose. And then they're going to fight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The snake's greatest love, yes?
That's right, yes. Mm-hmm.
Great. Look, I'm not surprised. I guess everyone's coming back, obviously.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah.
We're going to get the return of the Ancient One?
No, she's dead. Okay. But maybe. Wong.
Rachel McAdams.
Yeah, Rachel McAdams.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Bratt.
Yep. The Lamborghini that went off a cliff.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, it's back and it talks now.
I smashed your hands! I'll do it again!
Oh, I thought he'd be penitent.
No.
Sorry about your hands.
No, no.
Oh, wow.
You're on your phone. Yeah. You did this.
Come at me, bro. Also, I like how he's not Italian. He's just, no, he's just from wherever.
Well, it's like Doctor Strange. Where's he from?
Yeah, that's true.
Just a generic whatever accent. Yeah. Okay, did you think Henry...
Hands are 10 and 2. Goggles and gloves. Wear a seatbelt. I won't tell you again.
You know how we thought that Henry Cavill was leaving Superman and everyone said he was? Jason Momoa has said he's not. He said, I just talked to Henry. He's absolutely not leaving the character. He loves the character. He's not. 100%. He said whilst promoting his film set within the DC universe.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know.
This definitely, this isn't going to leave a lot of loose ends that won't be tied up for sure. Let's keep, watch my movie, please.
Yeah.
Also, I don't believe that is really him because he called him Henry and not H-Dog.
Mm.
I mean,
that's a good point, actually. Yeah,
That's a publicist talking. I feel
The sound just cranked up on this real big time. So I've got to edit there in the post production, which I'm going to have to fix.
Fix it
it's
in
not
post.
Your fault.
But I started talking like this.
No, it wasn't you. But I just feel like there might be a weird little kick there. So if everybody's like, the flawless editing, my ass, because that's what people expect of this.
Yeah,
but no.
Do you think talking Lamborghini kicked it off?
I think it might have been. Yeah, it's always the trigger, isn't it?
Yep.
So, look, do you think he's leaving that big... What do you think? Do you think they're just thinking move in a movie? If Aquaman does well, they're like, bring them all back.
I think maybe Jason Momoa and Henry Cavill had like a deep and meaningful conversation around like a fire pit on the beach or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds right, doesn't it?
And Henry Cavill was humouring him.
Okay.
Or maybe Jason Momoa brings his own fire pit around the beach to wherever.
And like a steel drum.
Yeah, like he goes to Henry Cavill's house and he just sets up the fire pit. And he's like, come on, bro. Bring it in, bro. Now you're gonna be Superman again. We're gonna be superhero bros again.
I do wonder how
we're gonna
this
be Justice Bros again.
Justice
come on, man.
Bros.
We're gonna be Justice Bros.
I mean, we all had fun with it, he says to Henry Cavill.
And
he's talking to the audience as well, us people. Mm-hmm. So next week's episode will be a combination of both Aquaman, because we're seeing it this week early, even though it's everywhere else in the world, and Bumblebee. So that'll
Aquabee. Can you imagine such a thing?
Well, we'll have to next week.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We'll have to do our best to kind of make that a reality. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Because we've seen Bumblebee.
Yeah.
I feel we can talk about Bumblebee.
Literally just saw
but if
it,
we
yeah.
see Aquaman and it's not worth talking about, it's just going to be a Bumblebee episode.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Okay. What else are we
doing? Well, we can use that time to imagine what an Aquabee would be like.
Yeah. Flippers instead of wings, yeah? Can we make that an hour and 30?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh.
Size of a dolphin?
No. Ooh. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
The Sonic is up to something.
So now we've seen numerous posters for the Sonic movie, many of which I was not sure were real or not.
So the first one was an outline, a shadowy outline. He's got muscular calves and
very muscular,
like, weird human legs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
And then there's the other one where he's looking over, he's sitting on top of the Golden Gate Bridge, and he's got one knee up and the other leg's lying flat.
Yeah.
But they're way too far apart to be connected to a torso.
Well, he needs room for his junk.
Yeah, he probably needs room. And then there was a leaked image of him sitting in the back seat of a
cop car?
Or something. And
Or a forest ranger's car or something.
But
with Chris Pratt in the front.
Who was, I guess, if that image is real, considered for the lead, which went to James Marsden.
Okay, right.
So that's probably an old image, so I don't know. Anyway, they're all horrible. So, right. What do you think?
I've got... Up until recently, I had no idea that there was going to be a Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
There's too much fur on it. Like,
what
I
do you
don't
mean?
Know. Like, it's just like...
Yeah, well, he should be two-dimensional, or like, he should be very stylized and simple.
I don't
he
know.
He shouldn't be a furry creature.
Because I look at, like, Detective Pikachu.
Well, I was just going
to
say
and
Detective
that
Pikachu.
Looks great to me. Yeah. Maybe that's not... Maybe if you really love Pokemon, that doesn't, but...
You're right.
I don't know what is going on with that. Mm. I mean, we'll have to wait and see, but not good.
Right.
Do you think this would do well regardless, though, a Sonic the Hedgehog movie?
What's the plot of Sonic the Hedgehog? He just wants to... Dr. Robotnik...
Get some rings, get some animals out of some robots.
Is that what... What's Dr. Robotnik doing?
He's putting animals in robots.
To what end?
To, I don't know, to
milk
pollute
him?
Stuff. Yeah.
To milk them?
You know how, like, there's a crab, there's like a metal crab and you jump on
and
it and there's
the
a rabbit
you want
in
the
it.
Crab milk?
No, because there's a rabbit in it. If you want to milk a rabbit, you got to put it in a metal crab. You're not familiar with this?
Huh.
Yeah, and that's not just like a video game trope. That's a thing. That's a
Does
real thing.
Does Dr. Robotnik think he's going to get crab milk out of a rabbit? Because that's not... You need a crab. Yeah. You're going to get... At best, you're going to get rabbit milk.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know what his plan is.
Does Dr. Robotnik exist in the real world? Or is it one of those ones where he lives in the fantasy video game world and then he's going to emerge into the real world?
I think he was at one point...
A real man?
Jim Carrey? But that might not be right anymore.
Hmm.
Yeah, he is. Jim Carrey's playing him.
Okay, then.
But Ben Schwartz is Sonic. And I like that casting.
Okay, that's good. All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, look.
Okay, Ben Schwartz sound... When I think of a Sonic talking...
Yeah, he'd be a good Sonic talking. Schwartz.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. We've turned it around in the space of one sentence.
I have faith in Ben Schwartz to make the best of this movie that won't be
good.
Did
they just hire him, though, because he's got the weird big hair in Parks and Rec?
Probably, yeah.
He's got the sweep.
I hope he just does John Ralphio.
Yeah, right.
That would be amazing. Uh-huh. Well, they could. Well, Urkel did a voice because there were two cartoons in the 90s and one of them was Urkel.
Yeah, right.
I don't know who did the other one.
Jaleel White.
Yeah. So there you
Wait,
go.
Shouldn't Sonic the Hedgehog have spikes?
He does have spikes.
Does he?
Yeah. Which version?
In the leaked...
Sort of, because it kind of looks like fur.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't
about.
Know.
Our hedgehogs have spines.
Yeah.
That's why he's so dangerous.
Why he's so dangerous?
Because he can... You got your tanks of milk. You've milked all the animals and he comes and he pierces them all with the spines.
And all that crab milk is gone.
That's
You've
right.
lost it.
Yeah.
Or rabbit milk. Whatever he's up to.
It's all milk's good milk, man.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big milk guy anymore.
All
you?
Right. No.
I kind of eased off it. My dog's upset.
There is a picture of a... Like a truck. Like a pickup truck.
Okay.
On the TV out there. And I think maybe she's gotten mad at it.
Great.
Yeah. The words Kevin Pollak have appeared on the screen, and she's very quiet. So either she likes Kevin Pollak or she's indifferent to Kevin Pollak.
Which do you think it is?
Kieran Culkin.
She's watching Home Alone.
I think she just doesn't like character actors.
Claire's watching Home Alone. Is that what that is?
Look, I don't know. No, I think it's Freddie Prinze Jr. is in this movie.
Oh.
He's wearing a Letterman jacket. I think it's that
she's
one.
Watching She's All That.
It's She's All That, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is one of the McCulkins in that?
Yeah, Kieran Culkin's in it.
There you bloody go. Okay, what do
I mean, I don't remember him in it, but I've literally seen his name appear in the credits.
So if
he wasn't in it, that would be a weird twist, wouldn't it?
Certainly would be. Mm-hmm. Here's a weird twist, Mason. There's Star Wars news this week.
Ah, all right.
Pedro Pascal, we know, has been cast in the title role of the lone Mandalorian gunfighter in the outer reaches of the galaxy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Got some other casting
Tell me
news.
Something I don't know.
Some of these you probably know because it's already been leaked, but there's some newer names here. Gina Carano's in it.
I didn't know that.
Giancarlo Esposito is in it.
Okay.
Emily Swallow's in it.
Never heard of her.
Me neither. Carl Weathers is in it.
I heard of him.
Amid...
I thought he was dead.
No, he's alive.
Okay.
Omid Abtahi.
I was thinking of
American Gods.
No, he's also still alive.
Yep. You finished American Gods, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Mm.
Apparently the filming for that is not going well.
For which one?
For season 2 of American Gods.
Why is that?
Apparently
it's a weird fight or something?
Yeah, the Neil Gaiman, the writer of the original novel, is apparently poking his nose in and being like, I don't care for this, I don't care for this, I don't care for this, you should change all the stuff.
Yeah, right.
And I think even some actors on set are making changes, and it's a whole situation.
Yeah, right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I like the first one. It did make some changes to the original text.
Yeah.
But I think I said at the time, it's been so long since I've read that book that I didn't really notice.
That you're indifferent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You had a Kevin Pollak
Yeah,
opinion
I really
about
Kevin
it.
Pollacked it, yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. Nick Nolte, we knew.
Yep.
And Werner Herzog.
In it.
In it.
As
he
an
acts
actor.
Occasionally,
does he?
Yeah.
All right.
So okay. What is he?
Yeah.
Doing in that.
Don't know.
Yeah, that's good. There's some good names in this.
Yeah. I hope they recreate that famous interview that he did where he was being interviewed on a hillside and he gets shot and he keeps.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Like not a real...
I think it's like an air rifle or something like that.
Oh, so it's not like he squibbed himself as a prank.
No, somebody shot him.
Mason, in 10 years from now, remind me to tell the story of how someone in my family might have accidentally shot somebody, but I can't tell it yet because it's
okay.
It's probably a crime.
I think just saying that probably gives the police probable cause to raid the house of your house and the houses of all your family. So.
Nobody was killed, and it was nobody I'm directly related to or that is alive. That being said, I'm distancing myself from this situation.
Okay then, terrific.
And I'm just joking.
Oh, you're just joking.
I'm just joking.
Oh, you got me. You got me.
But remind me in 10 years.
Okay, cool. Yeah, nice.
Okay. Joel McHale will be playing Starman in a Stargirl series.
Huh. You mentioned this earlier, yes.
Yeah, I was talking to you before the show, though, you're saying.
Yes, before the show. So
Beck Bessinger is Stargirl, And uh-huh. I said, explain this to me.
Okay, so...
Starman's your favourite!
Except that... And I was dismayed when you told me this, because the Starman I like is Jack Knight, Starman 7, who... Wait. Starman 7, who...
Did you just count all the Starmen in your head?
Yes.
That's incredible. I didn't edit that short, everybody. He just did that in like a split second.
So, my favourite is Jack Knight, who's the son of the original Starman... Who doesn't want the... He's the second son. He's the black sheep of the family. He doesn't want the gig. His dad's retired. He's the golden boy, takes the role, and then he's killed.
Yes.
And so he has no choice but to take it
to
up.
Be a star
but he refuses to wear the costume, and he thinks the whole thing's kind of stupid.
Yes.
And
this is the Alan Moore run, right?
No, this is James Robinson.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Yep, sorry.
So anyway, and this was a new character invented for this run.
Yes, for this run.
And basically, He briefly then joins the Justice Society after his... There's 80 issues. It's a long story, but it's my favorite continuous comic book run of all time, I feel.
Yep, yep.
Anyway, after that, he briefly joins the Justice Society, which also contains Stargirl, who is the foster daughter of Stripesy, who is... Okay, wait. Okay. So, Stripesy was the adult sidekick of a kid superhero called the Star Spangled Kid.
An adult sidekick of a kid superhero.
Correct.
Okay.
So they were called Stars and Stripes. The Star Spangled Kid and Stripesy.
Where does this leave us for this particular incarnation?
Okay. So the Star Spangled Kid grew up... Okay, anyway. So Jack Knight gives his cosmic energy stick to Stargirl because he retires and he goes off in the sunset.
Yes.
Right. And so I was dismayed because I really liked that character. And Joel McHale is too handsome to play that character.
Right.
Because he's cool, but he's kind of goofy and dorky and kind of like he's a weird hipster kind of character.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this isn't going to work at all. But Joel McHale isn't playing him. He's playing the Star-Spangled Kid, Sylvester Pemberton, who grows up to be Skyman.
Right.
But in this, they've renamed him Starman.
Okay, gotcha.
Do you want me to do that again?
No, please don't. That makes perfect... I understand
okay,
that.
Right.
So basically, they've rejigged this character for this particular version.
Because...
Probably now, it's just a mentor.
Yeah. So basically, the original Starman and this Star-Spangled Kid were friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then Star-Spangled Kid grows up to be Skyman.
Yes.
And the original Starman built all his equipment.
Including the stick. Love it.
So... There it is.
In summary, are you looking forward to this show?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay,
then. Kind of cool. Also, in thinking all about this, James Robinson also has some sort of weird deal with DC that they can't use his version of Starman without anyone, without their permission
so
for some reason.
Why they've done
which
this.
Is why they've done this, I think.
How do you manage that?
I don't know. It's never happened before.
It really hasn't.
I don't know what leverage he's got on him.
Weird.
But he's never been any. I don't think he's been anything else. Like I would assume he'd be in an animated thing at some point or whatever, but he's. No.
He's not in the mainline continuity, though, is he?
No, he is.
He is?
Yeah, he's met Superman's dad.
He met Superman's
dad. He met Superman's granddad. He went back in time once.
Oh, how was that?
Pretty cool.
So he could show up in Krypton.
He might show up, yeah.
I mean, he can't.
He can't, obviously.
But imagine if he did.
Because James Robinson refused, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. So I didn't know about this until like a week ago, but I'm...
Yeah.
Well, Stargirl, the series as a whole.
I didn't know either.
Yeah. Is this a CW?
I don't know.
Okay, then.
Do you want me to look it up?
Yes.
Just quickly?
Yeah.
So you can judge the quality of it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we talked a while back about the channel Freeform.
Oh, yeah. We didn't know what it was. That?
It's apparently...
Coming to the DC Universe streaming service.
Right.
That thing we don't have here.
We don't have here, yeah. exactly. So Freeform was apparently ABC Family, but then it was all just like sexy teens.
Right.
So they renamed it Freeform.
Okay, gotcha.
Mystery solved.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm,
it used to be called Sexy Teens.
Sexy Teens, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Great.
Uh-huh.
What's next, Mason?
I don't know. What do you got?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I do this.
You're the one with the news. Sometimes I have news, but very
rarely.
But
you were giving so much information. I thought you were doing the news this week. Amy Pascal, who you know is a big head honcho over at Sony.
Boy, do I ever know that.
Responsible for a lot of the pretty bloody hot run that's happening there at the moment.
Uh-huh.
She and also a bunch of bad stuff. She says she's hoped they're committing Spider-Man to the MCU after Spider-Man Far From Home.
They are committing him?
Yes.
Okay. So they're not going to claim him back. They're not going to be like, we had one successful thing and one inexplicably successful thing.
Yeah.
We're taking him back.
I don't necessarily think this means anything.
Right.
But
right.
I know her and Kevin Feige are friends.
Mm-hmm.
He was like an intern for her or
okay.
a personal assistant or something
uh-huh.
years back. So... they have a pretty good relationship. No kissing, as far as I can tell. But yeah, I think
because they're both high-powered sex workers. No kissing.
No kissing. That's right.
Rules are rules.
So I don't. This doesn't mean anything to me. Like at this point, I mean, it's not, doesn't mean it's not bad news. We'll just kind of see because things change, you know.
Yeah, right.
Success and failure, you know,
are one and the same. Yeah. Correct. They're two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, I guess they are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, these guys.
I knew I'd hit some wisdom eventually. You just say random things
just
together.
Keep saying things, yeah. It's a roll of the dice.
Yeah, it's a roll of the dice. Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, good. He should be around, and he will be. Mm-hmm. But then I think if that's the case, does that mean they're going to try and push Venom into that universe, or is Venom going to be separate? And if he is he going to have his own Spider-Man? Then you got the animated stuff as well, which they have. It's clearly open, or it's possible that they could bring in some live action stuff to that. So there's a lot going on. Do you agree that there's a lot going
on? There is so much going on. But again, like it doesn't make sense for me to put this Spider-Man and this Venom together because they have no shared history.
No.
And the whole point of Spider-Man and Venom trying to constantly beat each other up. I was going to say try and kill each other, but Spider-Man really tries to kill Venom.
Yes.
But like the whole point is they have an animosity because of this shared origin. But if they're just one's from space and one's not from space, how are they going to get along?
Do you think Sony could look at the success of Spider-Man, Into the Spider-Verse?
Mm-hmm.
And go, well, look, we've got different versions of Spider-Man in that. Why don't we introduce a new Peter Parker to the Venomiverse?
Maybe.
Because remember, at one point, there was going to be Batman Begins and Justice League Mortal.
Yeah,
and
right. You know what I mean? But then it didn't happen.
And there's multiple DC incarnations of people running around on TV. And
that is true. And but I also think, like, animation's a different rule set.
It is different.
You know?
You're right, yeah. Mm. I just think they might be crazy or stupid enough to give that a whirl. Yeah.
Sometimes things are just crazy enough to work, you know?
Sometimes they...
Wisdom.
Yeah, that's good, Mason. Mm-hmm. Two sides of the same coin.
That's right.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a real flip of pancake. Is that an expression?
It is now. It's a real flip of the pancake.
I make a lot of pancakes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My kid loves banana pancakes. That's all I do in the morning.
Do you mean the Jack Johnson song?
No, I would never allow that in my house. Okay. That's a good song. I like the song. It's a fun song. Mm-hmm. It's a fun song. Okay, before we talk...
Look, all I'm saying is do not disallow Jack Johnson in your house because otherwise that's all the kid's going to be listening to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're probably right.
If you're like, I want not have any Jack Johnson in my house, soon enough he's going to be bringing in a djembe.
Yeah, that's exactly
it. Got a 12-string guitar.
I won't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Just quickly, Mason, people think you need flour in pancakes. Not true. You can do a flourless pancake.
Wow.
Crack in two eggs.
Flour's where all the taste is, but continue.
Disagree. Two eggs, one banana, cinnamon, just a pinch of bloody baking powder.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need.
I thought you were going to say a pinch of bacon.
Yeah. Look, I put in protein powder also, but if it's for a kid, that's all you need.
Unless you want a really bulky kid.
Yeah, really bulky. White as a fridge kid.
Yep.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, that's a little recipe you can do at home,
put that in your pocket, save it for later.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Chuck some fruit on there afterwards if you want, and maybe some coconut yogurt. It's up to you.
Wow.
Yeah. It's dairy-free.
Mm-hmm.
It's gluten-free. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep. Doesn't sound like it's fructose-free if you're throwing some fruit on there, though.
Well, it depends on the fruit you put in it, Mason.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I mean, most fruit, if not all, has fructose.
Mm.
I don't know that for a fact. Anyway, what's wrong with fructose?
I don't know. Some people don't like fructose.
Some people are also allergic to fructose. That's true. If you have, say, an acid reflux, it can have dire consequences.
Mm.
Yeah. You'll shit your pants.
That's
not true. Okay. It might be. Mm. Mason.
Yes?
There's going to be some Spider-Verse sequels and spin-offs. We talked about that last week.
Uh-huh.
The Spider-Verse spin-off is going to be a female-led movie.
Spider-Gwen, maybe.
That's right. We know what it's going to be. It's going to be Spider-Gwen.
Yep.
Jessica Drew, who's also Spider-Woman.
Yes.
And Cindy Moon / Silk, the character Silk.
Cool, yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know much about Silk. What's that?
She is the... So Peter Parker was bitten by a radioactive spider.
Did we talk about this recently?
I think we did. We all assumed for many years that it just crawled away and died.
We were idiots.
But the
man, we were so naive, weren't we?
But the retcon is that Cindy Moon was also bitten by the same spider. And got slightly different powers.
And then she lay low.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's going to be Spider-Woman, Silk. There's going to be like, I'm Spider-Woman, but I'm also Spider-Woman. You have to name yourself Spider-Girl or something. It's going to be like that.
Nah.
There's going to be mates.
Yeah, they're going to be mates. Cool. Probably his first names.
I liked in the new one how they're all mates. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments.
Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, Nyx, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
When I look at a mattress, I have one question.
Okay, I'm ready for this.
Just shut up and listen. Right?
This question better be good.
Is it cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing supportive comfort for all kinds of bodies?
So your one question.
Yes.
Like, constructed in your head to no one, just to yourself.
For all mattresses.
Is that really long, that run-on sentence question?
Yes.
It's really great.
I think
you're very eloquent inside your head.
Well, you gotta be.
Yeah.
Especially when it's mattress related. Because, Mason, we spend 1/3 of our life sleeping, so you should...
We're bloody lucky.
So you should be comfortable. Mm-hmm. The experts at Casper's work tirelessly to make a quality sleep service that cradles your natural geometry in all the right places. Head, neck, butt, spine,
yep.
Calves, hooves.
Second butt.
Yep.
Right,
second butt.
Right, yeah.
I said hooves, but you said a weirder thing.
Yep.
Their breathable design helps you sleep cool and regulate your body temperature throughout the night. And with over 20,000 reviews with an average of 4.8 stars across Casper, Amazon, and Google, Casper is becoming the internet's favorite mattress.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. You've got one. Yep, it's good for unboxing. It's good for sleeping. When you look at it, Mason, does it answer the question, is this cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing supportive comfort for all kinds of bodies, specifically yours? Specifically for your two butts, second butt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. That's all I need to know.
I'm going to wake up at 3 a.m. tonight. Not because of the discomfort of the mattress. The mattress is very comfortable. I'm just going to snap open in the middle of the night, and I'm going to think that question. That's all I'll be able to think about.
But you'll be able to get back to sleep.
I can't remember it. Yeah, I can't remember it now, but at 3 a.m, bam, it's going to be the whole thing.
You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep-on-it trial, and can actually get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/theweeklyplanet and by using theweeklyplanet at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. That's $50 off towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/theweeklyplanet and using theweeklyplanet, one word, at checkout. Mm-hmm. Terms and conditions do continue to apply.
Mm, one would hope so.
Let's do the rest of the show.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about Spider-Verse Into the Spider-Verse.
Yes.
It's a long title, isn't it?
It's not that long.
Spider-Man, : Into the Spider-Verse.
It's no The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Mm, that's true.
It's no To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. Two drag-based movies that both have the same number of words in the title.
Is that true?
Yeah.
And one of them has Wesley Snipes?
Yes.
And Patrick Swayze?
You're correct.
I've seen some of that movie.
Mm-hmm. That what I'm saying is it's a short title, relatively speaking.
Is that a Deep Impact Con Air? Not Con Air. A Deep Impact, the other one situation?
I think they were a couple of years apart.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Thought they could cash in that Australian gem.
That's right. The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
A movie I've never seen. Uh-huh. Okay.
Guy Pearce is in it?
Hugo Weaving's
in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. The box office weekend for this in the US was expected to be $35 million. Mm-hmm. But I guess positive word of mouth means it's probably going to hit about $40 million. But I think it...
So is it technically out yet? I'm really not sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's say yes.
Huh. That seems low.
Yeah, I guess it will be. I feel like any sequel to this is going to be much higher.
Yeah, right.
And I think word of mouth is going to carry this over the summer. Like, this is going to be the one that just keeps making money. Mm-hmm. Kids are going, but this is going to be this year's The Greatest Showman, which made a lot of money over time.
There you
go. Which I still haven't seen.
Uh-huh.
But it's about a bunch of people going, accept me for who I am. It's one of the songs, probably. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Don't look too deeply into my actual biography.
All right.
I kept some slaves on P.T. Barnum.
Yep. Okay, so Into the Spider-Verse.
Yes.
It's a complicated world, Mason, which is... It's a good thing that you're here to tell us what the story
was.
Oh,
no! Ooh, how much can we go delve into without spoiling this? Okay. So.
Yeah.
So, there's a universe...
Yes.
Where the Spider-Man, Peter Parker,
yep.
He's killing the game.
He's loving
life. He's the best Spider-Man there is.
Yeah, he probably is.
He's cool. He's bloody, he's been doing it for a couple of years. He's nailing this Spider-Man gig.
8 years, I think he says.
Yes.
Something like that. Yeah.
He's got the tech. He's got the talent.
Yeah.
He's the best.
I think it's longer than 8 years.
And then.
Yep.
But then.
Mm-hmm.
But then.
Yeah, I'm here.
There's
another Spider-Man.
Correct.
Is that what you're going to say?
Yes.
What's he?
He's a,
I'm doing your work here.
Are you? No.
Come on.
No. But then there's another Spider-Man. He's from another universe.
I just said that. Not. There's a Spider-Man. There's regular Spider-Man.
Regular Spider-Man.
And in that universe, Miles Morales also appears.
That's right.
And then dimensional things occur.
A wild Miles Morales.
Dimensional things occur courtesy of some sinister villains. And then there's more than one Spider-Man person.
That's right.
So there's 6 to 8 to 10 less. I don't know.
You do know, you've seen it.
Yeah, there's a video on it of all the spider people that show up. I'll link it below, along with an Easter egg video, if you want to know a little bit more bloody details and some bloody things that are in there. Because it's a bloody chock-a-block of comic book references, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you think this was a good film?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. I thought it was very good in a lot of ways.
Uh-huh. Name some of the ways.
Well, it looked good. I liked the characters. The story was really well told. I liked every different version of Spider-Man and the way that they meshed together.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they did justice to all of them, and it left it open for a sequel without me rolling my eyes.
100% agree. Good night, everyone.
So,
all right, let's break it down. All right, yeah. It looked great. Not only did it look great, it looked new.
Yeah.
Like it looked, and there was a melding of styles. There was, you know, because the spider people are from various different universes in which the world just looks different.
Yes.
And they managed to put them together without it seeming jarring.
Yeah.
They all just looked kind of cool and interesting, which I thought was great.
And on top of that, they carry over a lot of comic book things into it, like artistic things, like the dots. You know, the shading.
Yeah, the shading, the colouring,
The thought bubbles and the, you know, speech bubbles. And that might have, if somebody falls off a building, there's like an as they fall down or whatever, things like
but
that.
But not overdone.
No.
You weren't...
It wasn't Ang Lee's The Hulk.
No.
It was probably Sin City 2, which I haven't seen.
It felt like an interesting novelty, but it wasn't like, when we get into the fight sequences, it's not like, okay, this is going to be a barrage.
You don't really notice it most of the time, I would say. Because, you know, whenever they swing, or when he's learning to swim, there's the thwip.
Yes.
And you see the word come up. Yep, and it's just little. You wouldn't even know it was there if your dog's back. She's excited for Spider-Verse, into the Spider-Verse.
No spider dog.
No. Were you surprised and hurt by that?
No, because it's not really spider dog in the Spider-Man universe.
I bet I think is somewhere.
Probably.
He doesn't have like his own kind of crypto kind of thing.
But there were a lot of... I don't think so. But there were a lot of references to old school, without beating you over the head with it, there were a lot of...
Like the spider car and the spider copter,
I think, maybe. Yeah, I think there is.
I forgot to put that in the mainstream video.
And a lot of... It's too late. Yeah, and a lot of, like... We see a lot of alternate spider costumes that aren't in use so much. They're you know, in a infantry. They're in a little glass case. Yeah,
I don't think that's a spoiler. Like, because there's, like, the PlayStation 4 one, which wasn't in... I think it was in one of the trailers in the background, but some of those are, like, blank in the...
Oh, I see, right.
I don't know whether that was a late addition or they were just hiding it. But no, I think the visual style to this, apparently Sony are looking to copyright, which they should.
How do you copyright a visual style, I wonder?
Well, it's pretty distinct. I guess using the comic book kind of stylings and...
Yeah, right,
but
right.
But then
right.
again, is that like a thing that anybody
can... I feel that's public
domain.
Yeah. But maybe it is in... Maybe if you get in quick.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe in the context of a movie.
Mm.
But surely Batman did that first.
Yeah, you know? Well, that's probably true. But even things like the way they move, it's almost like there's panels missing sometimes.
Right.
Panels of animation. So it's almost stop motion-y, like flipbook-y kind of.
Yeah, right,
But none of that is jarring. The only element of the visuals which I didn't like was there were some moments where you'd look in the background and it was almost like it was a 3D movie without the glasses.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's like there was
a
soft kind of...
blue and red crossover.
Focus.
Yeah.
And then the person in the foreground wasn't.
Yeah, right.
And that was a bit kind of like, why are they doing that?
Okay,
but
right.
Other than that, there was maybe two moments in the film that I noticed that and it wasn't particularly jarring. But,
okay.
But everything
else...
Well,
if you're looking to find something to complain about, you're going to find one.
Yeah.
Wisdom.
That's good, Mason.
That's right.
Two sides of the same pancake.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple of eggs.
Yeah, we get
chuck
it.
In a banana.
People can wind it back if they
baking
want to know.
Baking soda, half a teaspoon, okay. And as much cinnamon as you can handle.
American teaspoons are a different size.
Are they really?
No. I don't think so, anyway.
We'll find out.
Americans don't have kettles. Did you know that?
Yeah, they got, what are they called, urns. The recording stopped just then, but we're back. Don't even worry about it, everybody.
Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
Some would say we lost some gold, but other people would say you've never had any gold.
Yeah, so let's just keep doing this podcast.
But if you never stop,
oh, there we go.
You'll never learn to begin again.
That's good, Mason.
Why do we fall? So we pick ourselves up
make
again.
Make pancakes.
Spider-Man said that.
You need a couple of eggs.
Oh, no! No!
Right, so this is a dimensional hopping film.
Yes.
In a way, that's what it's about.
It's mostly set in the one
dimension. Mostly set in the one dimension, but we're here, we're there, we're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So they all have distinct looks. And you were saying, Mason, that you like those distinct looks, except you said Spider-Ham was weird and you hated it.
I didn't say that.
No.
I implied it.
Yes.
But we were talking about that the Spider-Man in the Spider-Ham, rather, in the comic books is a little bit different from the Spider-Ham in the movies.
Yeah.
Because the comic book version, and it's from the 80s, so, you know, change up anyway.
Yeah.
He just lives in a funny animal universe.
Yeah.
Where the laws of physics are firm and rigid.
Yeah. He's not floating in when he smells a pie,
and he's not pulling a hammer out of nowhere. He's
He's
just a spider that was bitten by a radioactive pig and became a pig with anthropomorphic pig with spider powers who lives with an amnesiac pig woman.
Yes.
Because he pretends that he's her nephew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
not weird at
all.
That's
all there is to it.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
But I this version grew on me quite quickly.
And voice of John Mulaney.
Who is great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This isn't really a spoiler, but the Spider-Man version from Miles' universe, I really enjoyed for a couple of reasons. First of all, he's voiced by Chris Pine, which I think is a great inclusion because he's kind of calm and you feel like he's got it.
Yeah, he can captain a starship.
Absolutely,
he's
good.
He's a beautiful golden boy.
Yes, and he's blonde. He's beautiful of blood.
Yep.
Yeah, so it was. I liked seeing that version of the character contrasted to Miles, but also an older version of him that kind of shows up later in the film.
Yeah.
But when he's around, you feel like the movie's kind of in safe hands. It's like, oh, no, this is the Spider-Man that should be
exactly,
involved in this.
Yeah, he feels he feels youthful and skillful and is confident and, and all the rest. I feel like the version of the Spider-Man we get in the most recent Spider-Man video game is a kind of a guy who's like, he's talented and he's got the tech, and but he's not quite there yet. He hasn't quite got his life together. I feel like the Chris Pine Spider-Man in this movie is him a few years later.
Yeah.
And he feels like he's got his life together.
Yep.
And he's just, he's killing it.
And,
exactly. Uh-huh.
Absolutely. No, I definitely feel that. And
by contrast, Peter B. Parker.
Yes. Voiced by Jake Johnson. Also, I just want to quickly mention, I said in the video that Chris Pine voiced the first one and people are correcting me. That is true. He voiced that one and Jake Johnson voiced the other one.
The second one who is an older version of Spider-Man, who's been doing it for 20 years maybe.
And when he shows up, there is that sense of like, this guy's a total fucking idiot. Like, none of this should be in his hands.
He has been.
Yeah, because I guess the plot of this...
Or maybe it never was.
Maybe it never was, but the plot of this particular story is they got to close the dimensional whatevers. Uh-huh. And you're like, this shouldn't be the guy. Right. But he's great for his own... For many of his own reasons.
Yes,
a lot of that is an experience thing. Yeah.
Because he is a guy who is, he's been doing it for decades and he's seen every play in the supervillain playbook.
Yep.
He can, like you said, he can predict what a supervillain's going to say before they say it because they're all so lame and cliched. Mm. And, you know, he's seen every trope in the superhero world. So he knows what's up.
Yeah, exactly.
He hasn't lost a step.
No. Yeah. He can still kick a guy square in the head.
Well, he's lost a step in the sense that he doesn't believe in himself anymore.
Yeah. And, you know, he's had some personal problems. But who hasn't, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I think he's exactly my age. So that was probably the one I related to the most.
Oh, dear.
But, yeah. But the Miles version is probably there for the teen and younger audiences.
Yes.
And that version is there for someone
for,
like
for grown-ups.
For us.
Yes, I feel like... In a lot of movies like this, you have the audience surrogate. It's someone who enters into a crazy world. And they're like, oh my God, what's happening?
Yeah.
I don't know. Everything's so crazy and I'm just a regular guy. And I think kids are meant to identify with Miles Morales.
Yeah.
And we, the jaded grown-up audience, are meant to relate to Peter Parker.
And boy, do we.
And I think it's because he recaptures the joy he gets in being Spider-Man and saving the world.
And mentoring.
And we get that mentoring the children in the cinema.
Yeah,
you know?
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then of course we've got Spider-Gwen, which I feel that design translates so well into animation. Because there's been so many Spider-Man costumes over the years, and that one really stands out, and it's recent. And I think what's great about that is a lot of the newer designs for this stuff don't really stand out. You're like, oh, it's a new Spider-Man suit. It's red and gold or whatever.
It's red and gold, or it's red and blue.
It's got some arms and extra arms.
The spider emblem is either bigger or smaller.
Yeah.
You know.
But that one is just, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And when it works so well. And that character also works really well. And I can see why they'd want to spin off that particular version of the character.
And it's interesting too, because it's stepped outside the Spider-Man palette.
Yeah.
Palette. What is it?
Polino
of black of blue and red, and it's got little ballet shoes.
It does have little ballet shoes,
which people really enjoy. Apparently, they tried to change that in the comic books, and people were like, bring back the ballet.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, idiots?
Yeah, Spider-Man Noir, voiced by Nick Cage, sees in black and white, lives in like a weird Batman universe, like a Batman.
You mean the Depression? lives during the Depression.
Yeah, I mean the closest thing to that is probably Batman the Animated Series.
Yes.
Like, there's something like the Shadow.
And we were saying earlier that the versions we get in the movies are not strictly speaking the ones from those comic books, because the Spider-Man Noir was part of the Marvel Noir series, which is just sad Depression era versions of all the heroes, and it's grim and dark and sad
and the best
but, no, but like this version know. is a like it's meant to be a more realistic world, but this version, he is from a universe where everybody is just in black and white.
Yes,
like it's not the past, so we think of it in black and white. The world is literally black and white. There's no color in it.
That's exactly it. I really like Penny Parker, which is a Japanese girl with a robot that has a telepathic spider in it, which she controls and also uses the suit like a mech suit.
It's pretty
good. She's not powered.
I didn't fully understand it, but it was pretty fun.
It's fine. I think visually, again, it's good. And again, and it's also a contrast. When they're all standing in a room, they stand apart from each other. Yeah.
And so Penny Parker was introduced for the Spider-Verse crossover in the comic books, which has received some mixed reviews.
Yes.
But it's where the storyline was these interdimensional vampires that only like spider blood.
Right.
And so they go through all the various spider dimensions, killing all the Spider-Men. It's they all have to team up to defeat these guys.
And they do.
Yeah, well, sort of.
Well, they don't.
Well, they come back from time to time. But
I don't know.
Okay, then. Good.
I haven't read. Terrific. I've read maybe some of it.
Don't need to. Don't need to. Okay, fine.
Cool.
But yeah, so maybe we'll see more versions of the you know, Spider-Punks and other assortments. Spider UK.
That's it. Well, people have been calling for that.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have the big Union Jack on his chest?
Yes, he does. Of course he does. Tom Holland for Spider UK.
Of course, Mason.
Yes.
Is there anybody else?
Jason Statham.
Yep, that's good too. Young
Spider.
He'd be good as the British version of Kingpin.
Yes. Young Spider UK, Tom Holland. Older, more seasoned Spider UK, Jason Statham.
Very good. Yeah. I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. We actually get also, and this is probably not a coincidence, 6 villains.
Yes.
In this. Mm. Tombstone. I'm starting it from the best.
Okay.
We get Green Goblin, a version of Doc Ock, which is not from anything, as far as I can tell. There are female versions of that character. I think his daughter might have even taken on.
At one point, Dr. Octopus was dead, and there was a protege took it over. Yes. Yeah, in the comics, yeah.
But this one is voiced by, what's her name? Bloody hell's her name. She's in Parks and Rec.
Catherine Keener.
Catherine Hahn.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, that's
She's in all the Will Ferrell movies.
Yes, one of those ones.
She's also in Crossing Jordan.
I haven't seen it.
It's a TV series.
Did they ever get there?
No, it was more a metaphor.
For?
I think emotional growth, okay. But also solving murders.
You know what helps with growth?
Is it pancakes?
Couple of eggs. Jesus. Chuck in a banana.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just one banana.
You got some cinnamon?
Uh-huh.
You can do some nutmeg if you're feeling bold.
Nice.
About a quarter of a teaspoon of baking powder.
At this point, I'm just going to let you roll through. If you do it again, I'm not going to object.
You got to zhuzh it up. Okay. Also, it's not a mashing. You really got to zhuzh,
crank
an electric
that up.
Mixer.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
You want a kind of pancake mixture.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a bit runny, so you don't want to go overboard. So Kingpin is voiced by Liev Schreiber, making his second comic book debut, I assume. Maybe he's done another one. Because he was in Wolverine, X-Men, it's the past, or the 80s. And he's a great Kingpin.
I agree, yeah.
He's stronger than comic book Kingpin. He can lift a car. He can kill a man with a punch. Well, I guess regular Kingpin can do that.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But you see him pick up a car at one point.
And he's way more of a... He's way more of a New York mob boss than, say, the version in Daredevil, as an example. Like, he's a real... I think he's like a Jersey... Like, he sounds like a Jersey kid kind of thing. Yeah,
I enjoyed it a lot. I thought it was a good villain. We only see one version. We don't see Norman Osborn, but we do see the Green Goblin.
Uh-huh.
It's this kind of demon, green demon.
Enormous.
The enormous thing. Yeah, I love the size disparities between all the different characters. I enjoy it. Because that's something I feel like you can only do to an extent in animation.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why
we
get Killer Croc, who's 5'11" in...
yeah, for sure. Uh-huh.
In Suicide Squad. There's certain things
that... being said, having just rewatched some episodes of the Flash, King Shark's enormous.
That is true. He's in it for 4 seconds as well. Isn't that right?
He comes back.
I've seen that one clip.
All right, okay.
Which I thoroughly thought was pretty good for TV, especially. I thought it really held up really well. I mean, there's certain things that are hard to translate.
Absolutely.
And this era, CGI's come a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else is a thing in this movie?
What else is a thing in this movie?
Okay, so the Doc Ock, I like the way the arms worked were almost kind of like it was, they'd filled with liquid or air.
Yeah, they
like a series of bubbles.
What I liked about them is they looked like medical instruments.
Yeah.
As opposed to
just big clampy
arms.
Big clampy.
Yeah, it felt like some sort of surgical assist tools.
Yes.
As opposed to just robot arms.
Like a more finesse to it, are you saying?
Yeah.
Like a bubbly finesse?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting that you would say that, Mason. Mm. I mean, I said it, but interesting that you would agree with the thing that I said.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other villains and things, aren't there? Anyone, any particular villains? I mean, I like the Scorpion design. It's kind of the Darth Maul robot legs kind of one.
Oh, I forgot about Scorpion.
I hadn't really seen before either. Uh-huh. Oh, and of course there's
Prowler.
Which isn't really like the comic versions generally, maybe?
I do not know about the Ultimate Universe
version. Me neither, actually.
But in the comic book...
More of a cat burglar.
He's more a cat burglar and then he becomes a hero.
Yeah.
So
there you bloody go.
He's more of an assassin in this.
Yeah. That's true of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The voice works great. I mean, we touched on a few of them, but everybody's cast the way that they should be.
Uh-huh.
It feels like there might be a little bit of improv in certain scenes. Probably also
this is
with
Lord and Miller production.
Yeah, though they're not the directors. Mm-hmm. There's three directors on this movie, and none of them are them.
Okay.
But I feel like maybe you...
But don't the producers make a lot of these decisions?
I don't know, Mason.
I feel like
who knows what makes
the producers
anything?
Are the kings of Hollywood.
Maybe they are.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one day that'll be us, Kings of Hollywood. Do you think that'll be true?
No.
We'd have to move probably or get on Skype.
Ugh.
Probably every day.
Ugh. Ugh. Yucky. The
connection's no good.
Mm-hmm.
So the action scenes, there's some kind of tropes in the action scenes of like, you got to shut down the big laser and whatever, that kind of stuff. But yeah, it never true, felt yeah. like seeing this shit. Like, I guess the third act and I'm like, oh, we're shutting down a laser, are we? Okay. Yeah, we're doing that again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's enough kind of going on. And visually, especially, that kind of keeps it brisk and keeps it fresh.
Mm.
Do you think that's a visual thing, or do you think it's a pacing thing? Do you think it's the way it's choreographed?
And it's a function of that you want to see these characters kind of thrive and survive and not be killed.
Yes.
So
yeah, and there is also in this movie, because there's multiple dimensions and different versions of characters are dead, and you know, because in some versions. Some universes, like Peter Parker's dead, and some versions, you know, Aunt May's dead or whatever, and,
uh-huh, yeah.
and whatever. I don't know whether that one is true.
No, that remember. One is true.
Okay.
Yep.
So you feel like that any of these people could be killed because, in a way, they're expendable because there's multiple universes, and exactly. who cares if a there's couple of them get wiped
infinite,
out?
There's technically an infinite number of all of them.
Mm.
So I think, and when you think about that, it's kind of a testament that you care about any of these characters.
Because I'm like, well, I like this one. So
yeah, right, yeah. exactly. There probably is another Miles Morales, but I like this one. He's cool.
Yeah.
So let's keep him alive, please.
Let's keep him alive.
And I think it is, again, because it's a bunch of fresh new characters, because they've got to stop the giant laser.
Yes.
It's not a giant laser, but because they've got to stop the thing at the end. I'm excited to see what, say, Spider-Ham does in a fight.
Yes.
You know, kind of thing. So that's and a fun novelty.
We see
that.
We all see what they all do in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also like that Miles Morales is the least good of them, like, because he's only been doing it a day or a couple
of
days.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And they're kind of like, you're not in the same league as us because we've been doing this for so long. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know what else is good about this story? And is there are the heartfelt moments between like him and his dad or him and his uncle and other, you know, him and the other spider people as well. And and when you hear their stories and I think that really works well. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's amazing this works. Like, the balance of this film is phenomenal.
For sure.
I know we talk about Avengers and the Infinity War and how well that works with all these characters, but this has the task of introducing these. I mean, we know who Spider-Man is, but it introduces all these different versions of it, plus villains, plus multiple dimensions.
And it could be very confusing, well but it isn't,
And I think maybe that's because we've got...
Also, there's six origin stories in this movie.
Yes, that's right, yeah. I mean, three of them play at once at one point.
Yeah. Huh.
But I think because now the general public has an understanding of comic book movies and we've seen so many versions of Spider-Man, there's a lot you can kind of skip. Be like, that's you get true, it, you've seen it, let's just move it along.
Yeah, right.
Because there is also, there's nods to like the Tobey Maguire version and such because, you know, everyone's kind of on board with that and knows what it is.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right, should we do some spoilers?
Yeah, but before that, best movie ever?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Well worth it.
Yes.
One of the best movies I've seen this year.
Ooh.
Definitely. Do you agree with that?
One of the best movies you've seen in the last 5 years?
I don't know, maybe.
All right, cool.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good, isn't
Certainly
it?
One of the best animated films I've seen in the last 5 years.
Agreed.
Yeah. Apparently the people working on this took this, because I'm sure when they announced that, I don't know when we first talked about it a few years back, when they said they're doing an animated whatever, I'm sure we were like, oh, fine.
Because animation was not,
it's
not in the same league,
but
thought.
It's not only that, that was in the era where we were getting like Amazing Spider-Man 2 and we just had Spider-Man 3 and they'd, you know, we'd seen their versions of Venom and whatever and...
Mm-hmm.
And they kept in, and then there was the email hack and leak, and they were going to do an Aunt May movie and all other shit.
Oh, sexy young Aunt May.
Yeah, and it's just, they have, I mean, I didn't love Venom by a long stretch, but between this and Venom and Homecoming, they have completely turned around a character, which like, a few years ago, I'm like, I could never see another Spider-Man film.
Yeah, right.
And I would be absolutely fine with it.
Uh-huh.
But now I would see 100 of these. Yeah.
100 of these?
Maybe four.
Maybe four? Yeah, cool. All right, that'll do it.
Until somebody else does it. Until they ruin it. You know what else is good about this? The adult jokes and the kid jokes. Because every now and then Madagascar's on my TV. And the idea of an adult joke is, do you remember the song Boogie Wonderland? You know, because that's no, fuck off. Like, just make
Wait, is that dialogue from the film? Because that would be incredible. It's just two wildebeests having a chat to each other. Hey, you remember that song, Boogie Wonderland?
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Anyway, best movie ever. Spoilers.
All right.
Right. Apparently the sequel was going to be a Miles and Gwen love story because this one was going to have more of that in this.
But there wasn't time.
Do you think he really needs it, though? I think they work better as friends.
Well, maybe that'll maybe that's what it'll be. Maybe it'll be them trying to work out as a romance, but at the end they're like, actually, we are friends.
We don't like kissing.
Yeah, that's right.
This is an Amy Pascal, Kevin Feige situation.
Mm-hmm, that's
and we
right.
Don't kiss. Did we edit that joke out? I can't remember.
No, I think that's still in there. Good. Yeah, I think that was in the news.
Okay,
so it
was in the news, right. Yeah. Okay, so the kind of thing that we were kind of dancing around was the Peter Parker from Miles' universe is punched to death at the start.
Isn't that in the trailers? I feel that's not
a spoiler.
I
don't think it is. Okay, right. Because in the trailer, when you see that character, he's voiced by Jake Johnson as well.
He's
dialogue
from
that.
Okay.
So
yeah, he punched to death.
He was so punched to death, yeah.
And even his death scene is kind of like, you keep going, buddy. I'll be right behind you. Don't even worry. We got this. Come on.
And it's pretty grim as well.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. A lot of people have been asking, can I take my five-year-old to this?
Oh, probably not a five-year-old. Maybe. It depends on your kid. Yeah. You got to judge it. You got to judge it.
Have you previously given them a goldfish and it's died? If they're aware of mortality, maybe you could take them. I don't know.
Probably.
Or just turn them away when that happens.
Have they seen a goldfish punched to death?
Yes, by a giant man from New Jersey.
Yeah, if so, maybe fine or might be traumatizing, depending on how they took it. Yeah. So I've got a question about the Kingpin. So the whole reason he's doing the multiverse is because his family ran out on him because he's a big old strangly mobster.
And they were killed in a car accident? Right.
So they were killed. Is that right?
I believe so, yes.
Did I miss that?
Yeah, you did. Maybe step out for a minute.
Okay.
No, I wasn't there, so I don't know.
I don't think I did step out. So that was said.
Yeah, so they were killed in because they flee in their car and then it's hit by a truck, I think.
How did I miss that?
I don't know.
Well, I did.
Maybe you turned away.
I might have turned away.
Because you're a five-year-old.
I might have turned around
to do a big poopy.
I did it, just to be clear, Mason.
It seems maybe you did, though.
Okay, so that makes sense. Because I thought, if his family's just run away, go and find them.
Go and find them, exactly.
So that actually makes
sense. Yeah, so he wants
sense.
To open the dimensional gates, find another version of him.
Yes.
Of them, rather. Maybe a dimension where he's dead and they're still alive. And
yes,
like,
right.
Come to this universe. Everything's cool.
It's sweet as. Yeah. But there are, of course, ramifications for jumping dimensions. You glitch out and maybe you're in a fight and then, you know, there's a weird television effect and...
Yeah, maybe
and
that.
Whatever. Maybe that will happen.
Maybe that'll happen, yeah.
What about when his uncle died? So his uncle turns out to be the Prowler. I mean, we all know, but like that was... If you know anything about Spider-Man, you kind of know that. You pick up on that pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a good moment because I thought they were going to do his dad again because normally
Me
it's
too,
his dad.
Right?
Maybe that's probably coming. But maybe not though because he's learnt that lesson.
I agree, yeah.
And this is, again, a different universe.
And I think the lesson he learns, one, with great power comes great responsibility, but also like appreciate your family.
Yeah.
Don't take it for granted because they could be murdered by the Kingpin at any moment.
Yes. And because every other spider person he meets is pretty much...
Experience that tragedy. Just,
that exact, talking about that exact thing. Stan Lee's got a great cameo.
Yes, he does, yeah.
Owner of a memorabilia store. And
how many cameos does he have left? Is this, there's Avengers 4.
I talk about it in my Easter egg video. But basically, they've filmed a bunch for Marvel, apparently. Probably just him sitting on a green screen box being like, these chocolates are delicious.
Yeah, right.
And then fucking Doctor Strange flies by or whatever.
Yeah, nice.
So
and then the chocolates are snakes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But, and also they've scanned his head. So we're going to be seeing him for a long time. Yeah. But no, I like that cameo because it was kind of like, you know, the suit always fits, but then it's also like...
No refunds.
It fits because you can't bring it back. Also, it doesn't fit.
Yeah, right.
It barely fits him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what a sequence I also really liked? The moment where Spider-Man, they have to break into a facility and then as they escape... And they go into the room and it's just filled with scientists. And you're like, oh, these are just a bunch of scientists. But they've all got laser guns.
Yeah, right. You think these guys are going to be a bunch of nerds.
Yeah.
But they're nerds with
guns. All teched out.
Mm-hmm,
no, yeah. I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. I feel like I knew kind of a lot of where this was going to go.
But it wasn't...
Like, from the way it was... From the way it kind of played out. From what we've seen in the trailers and, you know, the way these things kind of go.
Yeah.
But it never felt forced or... Okay, this is the bit where he's going to get his confidence back and whatever.
I agree,
you know, we get that, but it never...
Yeah.
It felt organic and fine and...
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the magic of the movies, you know what I mean?
I think it is sometimes, Mason.
Yeah.
So we get a bloody banger of a bloody post-credits scene.
We did, yeah.
Oscar Isaac voicing...
Miguel O'Hara, Spider-Man 2099.
Jumping back to 1967, the animated series.
You're telling me you hate the Spider-Man 2099
series? Yeah, I don't like it.
I love it. I think it's the best.
I think it's
not the best.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the best, you say?
It's one of the best.
Yeah. Maybe it'll grow on me. I don't know. I just don't.
What don't you like
about
it?
Something in the face. Like the face is like a kind of a Rorschach thing. And I don't know. I just don't. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love it.
It's not friendly, Mason. It's too mean.
He's not a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. No, he's a Spider-Man in the mean streets of New York in 2099.
And he can fly or something sometimes.
He can float. Well, he can't float. He can glide.
He can fly. What's it between him and Spider-Man Ultimate? Not Ultimate Spider-Man. What's that cartoon where he's from the future and he's got a cape?
Spider-Man Unlimited?
Yes. What's the difference?
Well, Spider-Man Unlimited is regular Spider-Man, but he's on a parallel Earth that's on the opposite side of the sun.
Okay.
Yep.
So there's...
Yes.
Okay, so there's... I bet that's a real conspiracy. Like, there's
A counter-Earth.
There's a counter-Earth. Yeah, maybe. Right. Uh-huh. What do you reckon they got there?
Probably weird... I mean, if the cartoon's anything to go by, weird man-animal hybrids.
I'd love to see their pancake recipes, just to compare and contrast. Oh,
yeah. Maybe three eggs.
No, I don't think so. It's too much. Wow. Just make a second batch. If you're going to add an extra egg, make sure you add the appropriate amount of... It's like another half a banana, say. A bit more cinnamon.
Right.
Okay, is what sure. I'm saying. Yeah. Is this it, Mason?
Oh, we didn't say what happens. He travels back to 1967. And
sorry.
He's in the Spider-Man meme. He goes back to the 1960s Spider-Man cartoon.
It's so self-referential. It's so internet savvy. It's crazy.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But man, that is... That's a good old laugh.
Yeah. Now, we didn't get what a lot of people predicted, which was we didn't get any live-action cameos. We didn't get a Tobey Maguire.
Or a voice actor cameo.
We didn't get a voice actor. A lot of people claim they heard Tobey Maguire in there at some point, but I didn't hear it.
Maybe. I didn't hear it. There hasn't been any word of it when we're recording this. That being said, Mason, there's a video coming out this week, which we're yet to record, on some stuff that was going to be in this and wasn't being in it.
Ooh.
So that'll be part of it, and some other stuff that we'll talk about. Oh, he's looking over. He's giving the old look over the glasses.
Ooh.
Very good. Yeah, so, and what do you want to see in the next ones?
Ooh.
I mean, more spider people, obviously.
Ooh.
Yep.
It's a good question. Ooh.
Do you want to see that live action thing?
Somehow.
Yeah.
If they could put all these visual styles together, I feel they could put in a live action guy.
I don't disagree with you.
Roger Rabbit style.
Yeah, well, that's it. And they did in the 80s. So why can't they do it in the 2021s when this comes out or whatever? Great stuff. Is that it?
What do you want to see?
Oh, that's it. I want to see the exact thing you want to see. I don't know. I like Ben Reilly. They could probably do some clone stuff.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, but you could make it good.
I guess.
Good clone stuff. Yeah. But probably more weird dimensions.
Yeah.
I like Spider-Punk.
For sure, yeah. Uh-huh.
What else is there? Oh, you know what I would like to see? Other Marvel characters.
Like an Iron Man,
like,
for example?
Outside of just the
Spider-Man universe.
Because...
Maybe some out of left field choices. Maybe I don't want to see the Avengers again.
No, yeah. So like a Daredevil.
Yeah, for sure.
Actually, that being said, Sony can't do any of that because they don't own any of the other characters.
Right, okay. Oh, they only own Spider-Man
characters.
They only
own Spider-Man stuff. So there you bloody go. That actually makes a lot of sense. Is that it, Mason?
Yeah, I think so.
That's it.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everyone. I mean, here's some reviews.
There's more.
This is from Matt.
Okay.
I just saw Into the Spider-Verse possibly contender for the Game Is On. All around great flick. Would like to see Noir Ham spin-off. Any thoughts on being the best Marvel thing this year?
It's a tough call. Infinity War was very good. But also, Infinity War does require you to have watched 18 prior Marvel movies.
Do you think you could go into this not knowing anything about Spider-Man and be like, this is pretty good, I like this?
I think so.
Okay, cool. I don't think it's a contender for the Game Is On because...
They're definitely going to make another one.
I bet even if they didn't, I think it's not that shoehorned in. Like, they leave it open, like when Stacy pops her head back through a portal or whatever. But
yeah,
it's
right,
fine.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Got another review here.
I'm ready.
AGM says, Into the Spider-Verse was pretty good, but not great. Lord and Miller's movies all look like they're made inside of a seizure. The action scenes had no sense of space and lacked tension. The faux 3D was annoying. Good characters and emotion, though. Ben Jennings says, Spider-Man, Spider-Verse.
I think, if I may, maybe some people noticed that faux 3D more than others.
Yeah.
Because you noticed that you said in a couple of scenes.
Yes.
I didn't really notice it at all.
Yeah.
I guess some people are noticing it
maybe
all the time.
Maybe it's different screenings as well. Because when we saw Bumblebee tonight, they cut off like the top fifth of the screen.
Did they?
Did you notice that?
Didn't notice that at all.
Oh, I noticed.
Okay.
What have we got here? Makes two good Spider-Man movies in a row. Best after credits scene award. However, the after credits scene had character animation style going down to the 67. Does it break the movie's own rule? So when you jump into another universe, you keep your own animation style, it seems.
Yes, it does.
But in that one, you turn into a cartoon.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
I don't care.
I don't care either.
I don't care. Yeah. It's fine. It worked as a joke.
Yep.
So that's fine with me. And it was fun to see 2099 in the 60s style. So.
Nesta says, just got out of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and I loved it. I think it's the best Spider-Man movie ever made. I also love the art style, best movie ever. I also think it's probably the best Spider-Man movie ever made.
Yeah, I think it might be.
And now it's time for...
What we read.
Oh, you don't have something else to say then?
I was going to say, I mean, in terms of... I guess it does require you to know a little bit about Spider-Man.
Yes.
I think people might be a little bit lost if it's just like... Hey, here's six origins and here's a multiverse and whatever.
Yeah.
So, but I think if you know what's up.
If you do know what's up.
Do you get what's up?
I know. Okay. Nice. Now it is time for...
Oh, what are we reading?
What are we going to read?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm doing a thing.
What are we reading today? So this week...
Yeah!
If you're in Australia, Stan, the streaming platform, Australia Netflix...
Yep.
Got a whole bunch of Disney and Marvel stuff. But not everything. But also what had happened is
a lot of good stuff.
All the Marvel stuff went off Netflix.
Yes, it did.
So if you wanted to watch a Doctor Strange this week, for example, it gone.
Shut your face.
It gone.
Yeah, it you know? Gone.
So yeah. It's just a random assortment. So I and some Disney stuff. So I watched Monsters University.
What'd you think?
Pretty good. It was fun.
Yeah.
And then I rewatched the first two Captain America movies.
What'd you think?
Great. Because that's Captain America 3 isn't on there.
Yes.
Saw 1, 2, and 3 are on there.
Would you have gone with Captain America 3 if it was there?
Yeah.
You would have gone straight into it?
Yeah, would have gone all three.
There's a lot of stuff this week.
Yes. Yeah.
Would there anything else you get into?
And I got into some podcasts. Have you listened to Threedom? Have we mentioned Threedom
before? Threedom. No.
Threedom is Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and Scott Aukerman.
Good.
And it's just three funny folks.
Yep.
Having a funny chat. And just chatting and telling stories and occasionally doing like a weird party improv game or whatever.
Okay.
I think every episode is up on Stitcher Premium if you have that. But otherwise, if you just go to iTunes or Spotify or whatever, they're releasing one episode a week.
Right.
And it's very funny.
What's it called? Threedom.
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 Exactly. And this week, the episode that just came out, I think it's episode 12, there's just a sequence in it. It's Paul F. Tompkins putting on a funny voice and explaining... Linda Carter's Wonder Woman. And I can't explain what it is.
Okay.
But I'll play it for you later.
Okay.
And it's so funny.
All right.
It had me in tears. It's so funny. I just kept rewinding it and listening to it
again. Okay, great.
And I'm also listening to our pals Cam and Alexi have a podcast called Finding Drago.
Yeah, what is that? I saw that you post that on Instagram.
It's like Serial.
Yeah.
But it's...
It had me intrigued.
Yes. So Alexi's a big old fan of Rocky.
Yeah.
And he discovers that many years ago, another equally big fan of Rocky wrote some Ivan Drago fan fiction.
Okay.
And he's trying to uncover the mystery of who created... And this guy has this mysterious biography, but none of it seems to check out. And so he's trying to track the guy down and figure out what his deal is. And also... Cam is also trying to like delve into the world of fan fiction and get a hold of the people who are doing fan fiction.
Right, right.
And, like, figure those people out. It's really funny.
Okay.
You should check it out. I think there's two episodes out right now.
But it's also deadly serious at times.
No, it's never deadly serious.
It's deadly serious, guys.
Wow.
It's a serious
thing. I forgot to mention this. I'm on an episode of my friend Daniel Connell's podcast.
I listened to that. Yeah, it was really good.
Mm. Which is just, he's a very laid back dude. And we had just a nice chat about me and life.
You love good. Talking about yourself, though. You're amazing.
I hate
you bloody
it so
love
much,
it.
But this was
very entertaining.
And there's lots of other episodes. If you like Australian comedians,
I don't.
Luke McGregor's on there.
Yep, he's good.
Edmonds,
I think
Mel
I like
Buttle
him.
Is on there.
Yep, they're good. Actually,
just good.
I said
stuff.
I don't, but I do. That's
and I've also caught up on another of my favorite podcasts. We do it so much. Kentucky Fried Chattin'.
Do you have a week off?
It seems like I did, but I just think I slacked off.
You watching stuff on the tram? You watching
no,
Netflix?
I'm not allowed. I would not dare.
I feel like you are.
But let's see. Daniel Connell's podcast. Jess Perkins has been on it. Guy Montgomery, Reese Nicholson, other people.
All people.
Yeah, all people. It's great. What was I saying?
You said I also something.
Probably listen to something.
You also listened to a podcast. You said you listened to another podcast.
What was it though?
I don't know.
Oh, Kentucky Fried Chattin'.
Oh, that's right. You did.
Which is
that,
three friends of mine.
Yes, yes.
They review every KFC menu item.
And they're
so
all
stupid.
Garbage.
Yeah.
Are some of them good?
The episodes or the
people? No, the food.
Yeah, I think some of it's good.
Like
when's the last time you had KFC?
A long time.
Yeah, right. Let's have it now.
No.
Okay.
I definitely won't eat it at night.
All right, yeah.
If I eat it, I'll eat it early so I can try and get it out of my system by the time I go to bed.
Nice, nice, nice.
Mason, I watched a movie called The Clover Hitch Killer.
Is it in the Cloverfield universe?
I wish it wasn't. And
where
it isn't.
Is this? Where have you gotten this from?
I don't know. One of the streaming services. I bought it off something. I can't remember.
Nice.
I did buy it. But
oh, good for you.
Well, I'd buy stuff if I can.
Yes,
like that's the because it's there's so many options available now.
Yeah,
yeah. Except if it's Foxtel, I will never pay for Foxtel ever. Good anything call. On there ever in
absolutely
a million
agreed.
Years.
100% agree.
Yeah. So it's basically I saw Red Letter Media made a video on it, like a just short video, and it's like a it's a movie set in, you know, kind of a sleepy suburban bloody American town, and it's a Boy Scout and his dad's the leader, and there's this mystery in this town that's kind of gone, it's kind of died down over the past 10 years of this Clover Hitch killer, who's this man who ties up women and murders them, right, or people, okay?
That sounds fun.
It's so fun. Anyway, the kid thinks it's his dad. He comes to believe it's his dad.
Is this a comedy?
No.
Okay.
And then, I mean, there's funny moments, I guess. But
I mean, I'm laughing already.
It's more like Fincher-esque than anything else. So yeah, if you like, what's that one? The Fincher one about the serial killer.
Zodiac.
If you like Zodiac, you probably like it. But like lower budget, obviously. Uh-huh. And there's kind of this.
So this is an indie? Did this get a cinema?
Yes. No, I don't think so. It is an indie. I mean, it's available. I think it went straight to streaming. Maybe it's got some. But I just think people should see it because it comes to a point where, you know, you find out what's actually going on. Then it kind of keeps going from there.
Ooh.
Another thing happens. And you're like, is his dad a good guy or is he a killer? What's going on? And
is there a famous person in it?
Yes. Dylan McSomething something.
Dylan McDermott?
Maybe. Let me check.
From The Practice?
Yeah, I think it is him.
Okay.
He's the dad, I believe.
Nice.
But I might be wrong. Let me check. Yeah, it is Dylan McDermott. There
nice.
You go.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, and Samantha Mathis is in it as well. There's another name for you, mate. So, look, if you like that serial killer shit, then you'll like it. It's a good one.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it feels very concise and tight, and it's a well-told narrative, and you get to the end and you're like, great.
I did it.
I'm all bad, depending on
I successfully watched a good movie.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd do it.
But I did
and
it.
And yet here we are.
Oh, yeah. Also, we watched Bumblebee. So next week, as I said, Bumblebee and Aquaman. People want to check those out.
Nice.
Now let's do that segment of the show where Mason plays the lettuce theme. Lettuce theme.
Here is our lettuce theme. That's loading. Again, I blame your Wi-Fi.
I blame your Wi-Fi.
What?
Yeah, sorry.
The classic one was lettuce. Oh, lettuce. We love you, some letters, they're only a day away.
Hang on, they're here right now, we're going to do letters. So you're saying that the segment of the show where I play the letters theme is a separate segment from the letters segment?
Is it not?
No, it is.
What did I say?
Doesn't matter.
Whatever the thing is you said, no, that's
okay,
not what
great.
I was saying.
All right, terrific. All right,
you want to reach the show? You can say this bit. Go on.
No, you can do it.
Come on,
all right,
mate.
If you want to reach the show.
It's Christmas.
weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Yep.
Or you can hashtag weeklyplanetpod on Twitter and we'll find it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You got something?
Not yet.
Okay. Do you want me to do a tweet?
Do a tweet.
This is from, I don't have the name here and I apologize. Because I got them off my phone. And when you copy a tweet from your phone, because I was doing it on my phone,
it doesn't
copy the name. So I apologize to this person. What's the best on-screen appearance of Robin? I'm a big fan of the Titans version.
We haven't seen it. We don't have Titans yet.
We don't.
We're coming up to the season finale of Titans, I believe.
Yeah, that being said, I watched the trailer for the season finale.
Because Batman's in it, right?
And it looks amazing. That's from Micah Scott. Just found his name. So it looks incredible. They have to stop Batman. Like Batman's gone mad.
Yeah, right.
And they have to stop him.
Do you think it's really Batman?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it looks amazing, and I'm not going to watch the rest of the season, but I'm going to watch this episode.
Yeah, right.
100%. It looks great.
Why does it look great, though? Because the Batman looks great?
Batman, well, you don't really see a lot of it, but he's clearly lost his mind, or whoever this is has lost their mind, and it's Dick Grayson and some other people in the Teen Titans. I don't know. I haven't been watching it. They have to stop Batman because he's gone crazy.
Okay, but why does it look great?
It's very compelling. I've never seen a live-action version of an insane Batman trying to be stopped by Nightwing.
It's kind of an Elseworlds
Dick
situation.
Grayson.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. He's in Nightwing already.
I don't know. I don't watch it.
This is madness.
But I'm watching this one.
All right.
Anyway, I quite like the animated series version.
Cool.
The one from the 90s. I like that version of Robin.
Ooh.
And it becomes, what's he called? Bloody Nightwing eventually.
Yes.
I also like the version in Under the Red Hood. I think he's voiced by, is he Neil Patrick Harris? That version?
Something like, yeah.
I don't know.
Definitely an American actor.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Or a British actor doing an American accent.
Mm.
Like a Tom Holland situation. I love a Chris O'Donnell, obviously. We're all big fans of those. That guy, he got two bites of the pie which I'm sure he appreciated.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you have one? A favorite Dick Grayson or Robin in general? A favorite incarnation?
Ooh.
On screen, though. Did you like Carrie Kelly from The Dark Knight?
I didn't watch that.
Returns?
Didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it? I thought you did watch it.
No, I didn't watch it.
I'm sure we've done an episode on
it. No, I watched Batman Year One.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You don't like that one either.
Didn't like that one either.
Yeah, cool.
Ah, which version do I love?
Kick Down a Tree doesn't translate, does it, to really animation?
No, it's absolutely not. It doesn't. Which live action Robin?
It doesn't have to be live action. What about the version from the Arkham games?
I'm ambivalent to him. Yeah, he's a bit of a nothing character.
Well, there's a few of them, though. You get some Red Hood and whatever.
Oh, I like the animated series versions, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah.
You got a letter, Mason?
No, that's all we got.
That's all the ones.
I'm sure the Teen Titans one is probably pretty
good. Yeah, people seem to be warming up to that show in a big way.
Yeah, right.
Got a letter?
I'll find a letter.
You haven't found a letter yet?
No, still looking.
All right. What do you got, Mason? Well,
speaking of Jim Carrey, as we did earlier.
Nah.
No, we did, though.
When did we say that?
He's going to be in something.
Okay.
He's going to be in a movie or a TV series.
I can't
wait. The thing that we said, you remember?
Yeah, Sonic.
This is from Richard Grimes.
Yep.
Hi, guys. I was wondering your opinion. With the popularity of properties like Deadpool and Venom, could now be a good time to do a more comic-accurate remake of The Mask?
Yes.
More bloody violence and way, way less Jim Carrey.
Way less?
I say the same amount.
Do you think they should bring him back for
it?
Like, do Blade Runner 2049.
Yes.
But with Jim. Do you think he'd do it?
He's reacquired the mask and he's gone insane.
That would be kind of cool.
That would be cool, he doesn't, right?
I mean, he doesn't do sequels until he does. Because I know after Ace Ventura, he's like, I'll never do another sequel.
They gave him so much money.
To the second one. Yeah. So, right. Yeah, for that one. But then
that one, and then we bring back the number 23.
Yes.
The number 23 too.
But he did also, he did the sequel to Dumb and Dumber, which I didn't see.
Did he? Was that him? There you go.
No, not Dumb and Dumber.
Dumberer.
Like a couple of years ago, they did Dumb and Dumber 2.
Wasn't aware it existed.
There I haven't seen any of the Dumb and Dumber movies. Yeah. People say that I should; they're very funny. But I bet if I watched that first one, I'd hate it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So for people who don't know, the Mask was quite a fun family friendly adventure.
Yes.
But the Mask in the comic books is just filled with brutal violence.
Yeah, it's just Deadpool.
Like it is Deadpool exactly. Yeah. So in the movie, if you recall, at one point he's being pursued by the police. And he puts on like a flamenco outfit and he sings a song and they all dance in a conga line.
Yeah.
In the comic books, he just machine guns them all.
After the dance?
Yes.
Well, at least they got a dance.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
But yeah, so and the comic book version has sort of crossed over with a lot of other, Dark Horse and DC characters. He teamed up with Lobo at one point.
Oh, that was pretty brutal. That's right. Weren't they just cutting each other up
Just cutting each other to pieces,
They're two invincible men.
Yes.
Does the mask still only work at night? Was that only a movie thing?
I think that was only a movie thing. I think it works all the time.
Great.
But I would really like to see that.
Mm.
I don't know what the market for it is, though.
I think people love that movie. As I've been very clear time and time again, I don't think that movie's good.
Whoa.
But I'll take a sequel.
But I think...
If it makes you happy, Mason.
Thank you. But I would love to see a really, really violent version. But I think people would be like, I went into this expecting fun family fun,
Oh, yeah, they probably
won't. And then it's just him tearing people to pieces,
Yeah, they wouldn't do that, would they?
No.
So if it's a sequel to the 90s one, it'll be that. It'll be the fun family one.
But Which they did with Son of the Mask.
I did too.
Yeah.
But with Jim Carrey.
Alan Cumming was in it, I think.
It probably was.
As Loki.
And Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The whatever.
But man, just... Okay,
that baby did a dance,
imagine
didn't
him
he?
in that yellow zoot suit, but it's just covered in blood.
Yes.
Other people's blood. It's all ragged.
Was it a black and white comic?
No, it was coloured.
Okay.
Oh, the version I read was coloured. Maybe it was black and white originally.
Mm, interesting.
But
maybe your opinion's been coloured of it over the years, Mason. Maybe it's not good.
Like, remember, in Kingdom Come, the DC comic book?
Yeah.
Where Billy Batson has been Shazam for years.
Yes.
Oh, wait. No, he wasn't. He was Billy Batson, then he grew up.
Yeah, and then he just looks like Shazam. Yeah.
I'm thinking, look, it doesn't matter. But anyway, what I'm saying is, how about he's just been the mask for years?
And he did throw it into a river.
But he's got it back.
And Jamie Kennedy got it. Yeah.
Nah, that one doesn't count. It's not canon anymore.
Okay. Honestly, I mean, people aren't going to be happy, Mason.
I'm fired up about this. Some people will.
Yeah.
Me. Just me. That's all it
No one's going to care if they get rid of the son of the mask.
No, that's true.
That movie from probably 2003 I haven't seen. Okay, what do we got here? Last letter / tweet. Do you think we'll see the alternate realities of the MCU where Chris Evans has been the Human Torch? Do you think that the MCU is going to delve into multiverse, different dimensional stuff? Do you think they were ever going to, and will Spider-Verse even change that?
I think we will see alternate dimensions, but I don't think we'll go back to any of those previous dimensions. Even if they get the rights back to the Fantastic Four,
I mean, because why would you?
It's exactly, yeah.
Why do they? Well, they
no, I don't. I think if we're going to get parallel universes, we will get brand new parallel universes. And I don't mean the. I mean, like, based on the parallel universes in the comic books, but just ones we haven't seen before. I don't think we're going to go back to Fox's Fantastic Four.
I do know that one of the cameos planned for when Deadpool's interviewing for his team in Deadpool 2 was Chris Evans, and he was going to say, "You're the Human Torch."
Right.
And I think they were also planning to get, or they wanted to get the 2015 team in as well. Which would have been, that would have been great gags all around.
Yeah, for sure, right.
But I don't think Marvel would let Chris Evans do that.
Yeah, right.
I don't think, I'm sure it's in his contract that he can't do various comic book whatevers.
What if they'd gotten one person from every variation of the Fantastic Four? Like, they got Chickless, and they
I'd still mixed it. The one from the 90s.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
And then, like, the one from the
90s Roger Corman one.
The Roger Corman movie, yeah. Uh-huh. And Herbie the Robot.
No, they should get the guy, one of them from Arrested Development. Now they're
in
that.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Uh-huh.
What a team.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Mm. So no, I don't think they'll visit that, but I think we might get some. I mean, they've talked about the multiverse, haven't they?
Yeah, for sure. And I think the opening up of the quantum realm, that's an anything goes. You want to travel through time? You want to travel through space? You want to travel through dimensions?
Yeah.
We got it, because we've got a quantum realm.
Also, Avengers 4, it might not be time travel. It might be quantum realm.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, quantum realm dimensional stuff. Yep. Anyway, that's the show.
Yep.
Basin, do the rend end of the show.
The rend end of the show.
The rend end 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 end.
Oh.
Oh, you didn't let me finish.
Okay.
I was doing that.
Yeah, it was really good.
I was going to say joke, but it wasn't a joke.
No, you did that thing though, and I appreciate it. Look, we're laughing.
We're laughing,
but that's because it's really late. And we've both been up for a really long time.
Certainly.
You know, we have a good time. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening.
Rend end end end.
Ah, just like, remember that thing? That weird little creature?
Yeah, the frog song.
Yeah, the crazy frog.
Yeah, the guy made it
and
then never got any money for it. Then that song made $1 billion.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, because he put it on the internet for free.
Oof.
Also, it wasn't always a frog. It was like a picture. It was a still image of a race car.
Yeah.
And there was that sound file attached.
And how did it go again?
There
we go. I'm laughing already. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening and subscribing and telling your friends. Give us a nice review on iTunes and saying bloody hello to us on the internet. If you want to say hi, we're Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Gmail and Twitter and Bandcamp.
Yep.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram somewhere.
Yep, Nick Mason on Twitter.
That's
Nicholas Mason on Twitter. Something
no,
like that
Wikipedia
on Twitter.
Brown.
Great. On Twitter. Oh, not on Twitter, sorry, Instagram.
It's NICKMASEAU.
That's too complicated, Mason.
I know, I regret it.
Mr. Saturday Movies, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Keep saying more things.
Then you can also follow The Weekly Planet on Twitter. That's our good old mate, Rob Collings.
Yeah, he'll do it.
He'll do it. He'll also do planetbroadcasting.com.
Yep,
you can sign up for the newsletter. He'll do that.
Yep.
Does that. You can also go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group. You can join up to that.
He'll do it.
We're there. He's there. We're all there. Everybody's
We've all
there.
Been there.
There's like 11,000 people there having a nice chat. It's
Is
great.
That true?
Yes.
Wow.
If you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. Chuck in a buck.
Give us a buck.
We appreciate it. Eventually, we're going to build that. We get the cash. We're going to build
like
that.
Looks like it's going to be happening January.
We're going to bloody build that bloody thing. People can't see what I'm pointing to, but it's the thing. Studio.
He's pointing to his balls, everyone.
We're going to rebuild my balls.
That's right.
And we're also going to get that studio going, make some video stuff for all of
you. I hope so. That's the plan.
You can also
that channel just got demonetized today for no reason.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I got an email that said, you know, you've been uploading
I was going to read that email.
Copyright materials. And I'm like, I've been uploading us just yammering away for hours with a still image of probably a shaver or a mattress.
Does it say copyrighted?
Yeah, because I went in there and that was the reason.
Great.
And they're like, you can reapply in 30 days, don't worry. Like, fucking thanks a bunch. That's great. It's really generous of you.
That we can apply for monetization of our own content. Yeah, it feels real great.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. We've also got an Amazon affiliate link in our episode description.
Yes.
So if you'd like to bloody click on that and buy some Amazon stuff, just whatever you're going to buy on Amazon anyway.
Got those tapes happening. Probably running up till Christmas.
Yeah,
for sure. There might be one more day to get in on that Samsung video because that competition will be announced this week, the winner.
If you're in Australia, you might win a TV.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But you probably missed it by the time for you this. Oh, maybe. No, because it came out on the Monday. So, yeah, if you can do it the first day you hear this, yeah, you're
the second you hear this, drop whatever you're doing.
Yep. Babies.
Yep.
If you've got two babies, drop a second baby.
Banana pancakes, if you're making them.
Drop
those banana pancakes on the floor.
I don't like
it. They're covered in fluff now. They're just ground fluff.
What's on your floor?
They're on top of a baby. Because you drop the baby, then you drop the banana pancakes. What else? What do we normally say? Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes.
Yeah.
We've got some t-shirts on tpublic.com. Just search for the Weekly Planet.
Keith also did that second tweet that I didn't name. So that's the two tweets that we got today.
Cool.
Because I didn't have the name there.
Nice.
Is that everything, Mason?
That's the whole show, I think.
All right. Next week, like I said, Aquaman and Bumblebee.
Then just Bumblebee if Aquaman's no good.
That's right. And then after that, we've got...
Unless it's really bad, in which case it's all Aquaman.
Oh, man. It's going to be nothing but Aquaman if
it's terrible.
Let me check my dates here. So next week will be the...
Ooh, Tea with the Queen.
23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So then the week after that, we'll do the wrap-up one. Then we'll take a couple of weeks off.
Cool.
Yeah. Great. Well, there'll be a best of and then a couple of weeks off and then we'll come back and...
Nice.
Whatevs. All right, thanks for listening, everybody.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.